Commissioner of New South Wales Fire and Rescue is Greg Mullins. He's on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Adam.
Amazing events yesterday in the car park. As I said, we would have been expecting bushfire activity and risk in some of the rural and regional areas. Was anyone looking at the car park in advance yesterday?
Well, no. And it's bizarre. I've been fighting fires for 42 years and I've never, ever seen anything like that. I've only heard of perhaps one other situation that was sort of similar. But I was there when the fire was burning. I was there during the investigation last night. And it was just a surreal scene. And
because normally cars are reasonably safe in and around fire unless there's quite a massive concentrated fire near a car, aren't they?
Well, exactly. And, you know, we do say to people, if you're caught in a bushfire, don't get out of the car and be on foot. The safest place is in the car. And it's not, I'm not saying it is safe. The best place in a bushfire is not to be there. But this was a running car fire. We had rows of cars and the fire was just spreading from car to car to car and there were two rows of them going. The fire jumped one row completely and melted all the plastic components on those cars but didn't actually burn them. And then the next row, 15 cars went. So it was an incredible scene. Very, very difficult for the firefighters. The visibility, thick black smoke, so they're wearing the full structure firefighting uniform, which is very hot, and breathing apparatus. They had low water pressure, so had to get in very close to this intensely hot fire. And almost as an afterthought, we had 2 hectares of bush and grass on fire as well.
When it comes to those cars that were catching fire, Greg, would some of them have been maybe had LPG canisters or something like that? Is there any reason or any sorts of cars that are more susceptible to going up in those circumstances?
No, look, there were reports of explosions. We don't believe any of the fuel tanks actually exploded, which is good news to people. It's something that firefighters know. It happens in Hollywood. It doesn't happen in real life. Fuel tanks usually don't explode unless it's, say, in an underground car park and very, very hot. So it was the plastic components, the upholstery, etc., and that were burning, the tyres. And it just went from car to car to car, 47 cars totally destroyed.
And when you hear the suspicion that a dropped cigarette might have started it all, what's your reaction, Greg?
Look, it's really frustrating, Adam, because the fire authorities, Rural Fire Service, Fire and Rescue, right around the world, we keep saying to people, be careful with smoking materials. It's actually, people might not know this, it's illegal to smoke outside during a total fire ban. You can be, I think it's a $5,000 fine.
Really?
But yes, and it doesn't get enforced much, but some, if that's how it started, this can be the result. We know the median strip fires that we regularly have on bad, hot, windy days, they're all caused by cigarette butts. People just don't think.
Now, 5 homes lost in Port Stephens, another one in Wiseman's Ferry. We've just heard in the news the mayor of Port Stephens, Greg, saying that those homes would not have been lost if residents were allowed to do their own burn-offs. What's your reaction to that suggestion?
Look, I know that the mayor up there will be pretty raw today. We had dozens of crews up there assisting dozens of rural fire service crews until about 1:30 this morning, and 3 major fire fronts. It was a desperate fight, and you'd be thinking, my God, what could we do? But given the enormity of the fires up there, how quickly they spread, and I feel for the people who lost homes, but the losses were quite small. And it goes to show, there's things up there like Fingal Bay. I know the area. There are great, we call them asset protection zones or fire breaks behind the homes, and it works. Now, if it went back to what it was like in the 60s and anybody could just throw a match in the bush whenever they liked, we would be run off our feet, people would be injured, maybe we'd lose more houses. So a lot of thought needs to go into this. The sort of vegetation up there, you can burn it, it'll burn again in about 2 years because it grows back very quickly. It's just very flammable. So there's other things that you need to do. It's not that simple.
Okay. Thank you very much for your update, Greg.
Thanks, Adam.
And for your assistance yesterday during those fires.